the second half of the Henry Rang Show here on WWPR 1490 AM. And again, reminding you, please come to the meetup next Saturday, 3:30 p.m. at Mocha Joe's. Our special guest, Joseph Gehrman, will be there. But we have special guests waiting in the wings right now. Here in the studio, Sabine Priestley, Augie the Contrarian, and Goldbug One, a.k.a. Andy. Our next guest, if you listen to the show regularly, you're going to recognize these voices. Rosa Shores. You will recognize the name as I butcher it. But Rosa Shores and Gabe Higgins. Well, every time I try to do that French phrase 30 minutes ago, it's just spilling out.
It's tongue-tied now.
Take a deep breath. Rosa Shores and Gabe Higgins are with us, and you will know them from their frequent appearances here on the Henry Rang Show. They are co-owners and co-founders of Blockspaces, the blockchain incubator up in Tampa Bay on Gandy Boulevard. We're going to find out more about their grand opening, and they're also going to talk to them about their other project, Clear Voter, because voter and election security has been an issue in the news this week. But first, let's welcome Rosa Shores and Gabe Higgins. Hey, Gabe.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, man. I thought I was going to get 10 words out without tripping over my stumble tongue here. Oh, wow. So you got the big grand opening coming up. Of course, now Blockspaces has been holding meetings. So what is the state of progress on all this? I don't know. Who wants to go first on this? You probably worked it out before we ever call.
I'm here at the base right now.
I seriously haven't even talked to Gabe today, so I have no idea what he's going to say.
No, I'm at Blockspaces right now where I have the electrician hooking up some of our new lights. So we're in progress, and we have been holding meetups, but with the understanding that we're under construction, it's pretty messy in here. But still, we still have great turnouts for our meetings, and especially developers. So if you're a developer, you definitely want to connect with us and come to our meetings and learn how to work with this technology.
Okay, so the address is 4565 West Gandy Boulevard. Any landmarks around there other than Blockspaces itself?
People are having trouble finding it because their sign out front isn't up yet. But we're inside. There's a Gandy in Manhattan. There's an Applebee's right at that corner. We're in that parking lot, but in the very, very back of the parking lot, inside of the Synergy building right next to 81 Bay Brewery.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's a brewery next door. I'm definitely coming.
Right next door. On one side, there's a brewery, and on the other side, there's like this sushi skating rink, kind of really cool, kind of arty space called Bikinis. It's a really kind of fun little area.
Did you say Bikinis, did you say?
Patinis.
Oh, Patinis. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, beer, Bikinis, and Blockspace. I'm like, wow, I'm there.
Well, it
sounds like a Dash and Bitcoin Cash type of thing.
We are directly across the street from the South Tampa Hooters, so there you go.
Okay. So for people that haven't heard you on the show before, how did Blockspaces come to be? What was the germination of it all?
Well, we started doing our meetups around late 2013, and it just has sort of, they've grown over the years. Of course, there's been some where we've had two people, some where we've had 25 people. But obviously over the last, 18 months, 16 months, they've grown, exponentially, just like everything else in the space has. And so we had actually been looking for a place to do our meetups, outside of restaurants, because it just wasn't holding the capacity that we needed anymore. And this space just sort of presented itself, and it's evolved from there into a co-work space and now an education space. Sort of like an education center. So we have lots of educational classes in the schedule coming up. Our grand opening, the day of our grand opening is March 3rd, but March 1st and 2nd, Jimmy Song will be here, who is a Bitcoin Core developer, one of the most well-known Bitcoin Core developers in the space. He has a podcast, and he's got a very large following. He is actually going to be here teaching programming blockchain. That will be the first and second leading up to our grand opening. That that course is invitation only. You have to apply and be accepted, so that's only for, you know, fairly experienced Python developers. So it's taking Python developers and sort of, you know, turning them into, or at least getting them a really good solid foundation to become blockchain developers. That course is like a very immersive 2-day-long course. It's actually, he's planning on teaching this, the exact same amount of information at a whole semester at University of Texas in the fall. So this is like a really, like, you know, fire hose of information for qualified devs. So that will be really exciting. He, like I said, that's closed to the public. That's only open for the devs that have, you know, passed his little entrance exam and, you know, of course, have paid for the course. However, he has graciously accepted our offer to stay for the grand opening, so he will be giving a presentation with a Q&A the day of our grand opening. So that's, we're really excited about that.
So we're talking with Gabe Higgins and Rosa Shores about Blockspaces and its grand opening. So I take it that there's really two missions to Blockspaces. There's the fostering of the development of the blockchain technology, but there's also the fostering of building a greater Tampa Bay community of Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, and blockchain enthusiasts.
Enthusiast startups. We have a couple of different startups that have already rented space, you know, for in our co-work area. A couple of them have already gotten funded, so they are, you know, fully up and running. We have crypto CPAs, crypto attorneys that have rented space. So it fosters like this whole almost like a one-stop shop of kind of everything you need. In addition to just, you know, if you don't understand how to download a wallet, we can help you with that too. So, you know, anything from the brand new person all the way up to people that are, you know, want to become blockchain developers. Education is hugely important in this space, not just for newbies, but for, you know, I was just listening to somebody the other day say that, you know, Lightning Network is hopefully going to be up and running here very soon, and there's only 9 Lightning Network developers in the world. So that's ridiculous. That needs to change. So the need for developers in this space is extremely great, and the need for like a curriculum that they can, you know, follow and, you know, some sort of, you know, set of standards. Whether we are actually going to be the ones to put that on the map or just play a part in that larger educational space, you know, is both of those things are sorely needed.
I need you to hold your thought just for a moment while I say you're listening to WWPR 1490 AM, Bradenton, Sarasota, St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay. I'm coming right back now. I've got the schedule for the grand opening on March 3rd, but beyond March 3rd, is there going to be regular open hours at Blockspaces, or at all designated meeting times?
No, it'll be open. Go ahead, Gabe.
Sorry, yeah. We should be open full-time during normal business hours. And in addition to that, we will be holding special membership classes. So if you're a member of Blockspaces, you'll have access to come to one of the workshops or sessions that we have where we're going to touch on all kinds of different topics and learn about different facets of the industry, cryptocurrency, investing, mining, all of it.
What will the regular business hours be?
Like 9 to 5.
Okay.
In the crypto space? 9 to 5 in the crypto space.
9 a.m. or 9 p.m.?
I mean, you guys need like a 24-hour Denny's to pop up next door to you guys. I mean...
We got to ramp up personnel to be open that long.
Yeah, I just gave notice at my job, so I will actually be at Blockspaces full time after March 9th. I'm very excited about that. And you know, our hours will. I mean, obviously, we're going to accommodate what people need to be there. So, I mean, it's not like we're going to have banker's hours, but, you know, as far as what is needed in the space, I mean, obviously the majority of our meetups and our special events and things like that will be happening in the evenings and on the weekends. So there might be, you know, we might be able to say, you know, co-working is open during, like, you know, normal operating business hours, but we need to, you know, because of our, even though our space is big, it's not gigantic, we actually are already sort of outgrowing our space and we're not even open yet. So we do have, you know, co-working going on there and startups that have rented desks in that space. But we do also want to be able to have, you know, classes and meetups and things like that for other people that are, there's going to be like an overlap of the co-work desks with the meetup space, which is a good problem to have. But at the same time, you know, it's really amazing, like, how fast we're growing and how fast we're, it looks like we're going to outgrow our space. And, you know, without, and we haven't even had our grand opening yet. So,
well,
that's,
I know the panel here has questions that they want to ask you, and I just have one quick one. So, had you announced that you had given notice to your community up there yet, other than your, or only your employer knew?
What do you mean?
Well, you just told us that you gave notice so that you could be there full time. Have you told the people at Blockspaces that attend there that yet?
I did actually. So I've had a couple of different opportunities on the table with other companies in the blockchain space, a couple of extremely good ones. And I have been, you know, I've been wanting to make the jump into blockchain full time one way or the other. And so I had been sort of considering some of those other opportunities. But I feel like at the end of the day, I've like helped build this community since 2013. And I think that I can, as far as focusing on it full time, I can certainly provide a lot of value for some of the startups that are coming up. And in addition to just, you know, helping with the marketing and being able to concentrate on Blockspaces full time. And I think that even though there is some some really, really amazing opportunities out there right now for people that, you know, for in all different kinds of areas within blockchain, I think that at the end of the day, my heart is just here. So,
I think not only your heart's here, there, I think this is the area. I mean, Tampa Bay, you know, down here in Bradenton, Sarasota, you know, the epicenter of cryptos. I mean, this is really a growing area for cryptos. Think of the people we have in there. We got Gabe and Rosa and Blockspaces, and we have, you know, the IQ crypto people and, of course, Seeking Crypto.
Charlie Shrem.
And, I mean, this could be the root hub of the Silicon Valley.
It is the center of the universe.
But we have to...
This is going to be the next blockchain capital of the world.
I mean, we could be the blockchain capital.
We're just getting started. You should.
Oh, you guys, we have.
You don't.
Some
you
stuff
guys
coming.
Don't understand who, the guys we're talking to. This area is going to blow up.
So what? So what do we call it?
Wait a minute now.
Silicon Valley.
They know. We don't know who they're talking about. They don't know who
yeah,
we're talking
we
to.
Some big things
we're
going
blowing
on down
up
here
right
town,
here
too.
Now. We are blowing up like.
Well,
like
you know,
a,
it was shocking because in our little
Bodunk
town, we had our crypto thing, and I was kind of amazed at some of the healthcare and just the stuff that's going on down here. And then, we got to come up with a crypto swamp or something. I mean, we need something like catchy, like Silicon Valley.
I mean, there's a little better than that.
While they are sitting on the Howard Franklin Bridge trying to get over to Blockspaces, we are fostering the fastest growing Bitcoin ATM company
in the country.
Fastest growing radio Water show
exchange.
In the country.
We got all kinds of stuff going on down here, but
the fastest growing crypto romance novelist in the country.
I feel that the communities and the meetup groups that have been, you know, building and growing over the years is really what's going to, you know, make such a huge difference in this space. I really believe that with all my heart, that, like, the success of this space lies within all of these individual communities and the ability to, like, you know, network and reach out. I mean, it's not, you know, Sarasota versus Tampa, whatever. It's, like, really all of us kind of working together. And, you know, while some of these, like, big CEOs are fighting it out on Twitter, I feel like what's the real revolution is happening, you know, at the community level. And so I feel that being able to, like, give back to that and even being any sort of, you know, inspiration for people to get involved in this space, you know, and kind of join in on all of these things that are happening. I mean, we have people that come to us all the time. I mean, really all the time. We have people.
This whole selfless attitude is not going to make it on the radio.
I hear you. Right now.
I have to
send some props out to Gabe. Thank you, Gabe, because I reached out to Gabe, and Gabe, as busy as he is, reached back to me and sent me some stuff on so that we could use for our website. I mean, I'm with him.
Yeah, I gotta say, this is Sabine, guys. I've been there a number of times, and it's you
that has created the seed for this community, and you've done a brilliant job. I mean, that my first meetup in Crypto was there.
Thank you.
And it's just been great. Every connection I make, every time I go, I'm meeting people, I'm learning, and yeah, it's a great space.
The apple of the
Thank
East.
You.
Rosa and Gabe, the apple of the East.
The crypto couple of Tampa Bay.
Yeah, there we go, the crypto couple. I love that, crypto couple. You guys are named now.
The blockchain power couple.
The block.
Well, I think we have some super really exciting things happening, and it is really going to be centered around this community and around, you know, the surrounding areas around Tampa Bay. I think we have some really interesting and exciting people eyeballing us that, you know, want to help us build this out, like, in a way that, you know, we maybe had dreamed in our wildest dreams, but it, you know, maybe.
So maybe we'll be block spaces south.
You
know what would really
have a battle of the bays here. Come on now.
What would really make the grand opening over the top is if there was a live radio broadcast that could actually span the whole bay and unite the whole bay in a kumbaya moment.
Oh, hey,
sounds like Henry's going to be there.
Play sports here. We got to have the battle of the bay.
I really hope you come up and do your show out of our podcast studio. That would be fantastic. I would love to have you at our grand opening.
Oh, you have a podcast studio? I never even knew that.
I'm probably better than ours. I'm sure it's more tech savvy.
Yeah. Okay. We will actually, we're going to
put
that in motion.
That.
I'm going. I've already got
happen.
My tickets, so let's move the show there.
Do we get press passes?
It's not getting there. It's the person that's stuck here running the board.
Come on, you did it. You did it for Bitcoin Miami.
We're talking about live. We're talking about vicarious thrill throughout the Tampa Bay.
Well, we have a really great day planned that day. I think it's going to span the whole entire, you know, well, not the whole entire, but we're going to really touch on some interesting things. And, you know, that's one thing about Block Spaces, and Gabe and I have always been, you know, we're as we've always said, we're very coin agnostic. I mean, we have our own personal opinions about different things, but, you know, at the end of the day, all of this is so exciting to us, and whether it's, you know, the latest ICO or an altcoin or, you know, Bitcoin Core, Bitcoin Cash, or, you know, enterprise solutions for blockchain. I mean, all of it to us is, you know, like I said, we have our own personal feelings about certain things, but all of this is just watching all of this happen around, you know, over the last few years.
Well, your afternoon is about to be made because the contrarian, Augie, is set to speak. Go ahead, Augie.
Roger Shores.
You can tell he's a libertarian, but a liberal.
Well, there you go, a true liberal. You kept talking community. I heard that, and you mentioned your partner there, and you have different points of view and different considerations. When you talk about community, we've had this conversation in the past, as I recall, and I'm wondering what you mean by that.
I think that what binds this community mostly is sort of like a mindset of, you know, innovation, as well as just sort of being aligned around this technology. And I think that if you can, you know, get past the price and you can get past all of the different, like, you know, points of view going on here, there is something about this technology, and I mean, I feel every time, like, I say stuff like this, I feel like I'm giving, like, this Miss America speech, but I really think that anybody that knows me knows that I'm speaking completely sincerely when I say this. I feel that this technology, like, when people truly understand what the potential of it is, and it doesn't necessarily mean all of this is experimental. Maybe it won't do any of these.
If you were to list three criteria that you believe this technology can produce and perform in, what would it be?
I think the ability to have an immutable open source ledger of information, which, I mean, you know, that's like everybody says that because that's what blockchain is. But I think when you truly understand the potential impacts of the possible use cases the implications of those use cases, I think that it gives.
So that's one.
Well,
you know, I mean,
Well, let me.
Let me just say, I'm going to call time here in a second. So let Rosa finish. We have to get to a break here before we get out run out of time here. So go ahead, Rosa. Give us the other two.
To me that is it. And so when you
there's only one.
It's one, but it's multiple.
That's like a foundation to build many other different
On everything.
Yeah.
With finances and healthcare
and
insurance.
It's like an operating system to which you can build an app.
The reason I said that's one, that has wide application. So of the applications, which would be the top three?
All right, we'll get that after the break. We're gonna hold on right now. We have Gabe Higgins and Rosa Shores from Blockspaces in Tampa. Blockspaces.io is the website. The grand opening is coming up on March 3rd, starting at noon and running until who knows when, at least 6 or 7. And we will come back with them. We're going to find out more about the areas of impact. We're also going to ask them about Clear Voter and much, much more. You're listening to The Henry Rain Show.
This segment of The Henry Rain Show is brought to you by Bike Federal, the Bitcoin ATM company, bringing Bitcoin to a location near you. If you're a business owner, you need to start listening right now to find out how a few feet of empty floor space can turn into a steady stream of both money and new faces into your business. Hosting a Bike Federal Bitcoin ATM gives you a leg up on your competition by giving your location a destination-oriented visitor that will come back time and time again. Frequent Bitcoin ATM customers become frequent shoppers in your storefront. To find out more, just call 877-855-BYTE, B-Y-T-E, or 877-855-2983, and you'll be talking to the same local business experts you've heard on The Henry Rain Show. Or just go to BikeFederal.com and fill out the simple form to begin hosting a Bitcoin ATM in your business. Don't wait. Start earning new revenue and seeing new customers right away. Call 877-855-BYTE, B-Y-T-E. That's 877-855-2983, or go to BikeFederal.com.
I drink a cup of coffee and start to combing out my hair. I drink 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee.
Wow, some people really love their coffee. But you'll experience much more to love than just the coffee at Mocha Joe's. The perfect spot for family and friends to relax with casual dining or enjoy the pastries and gourmet coffee shop at 3633 Cortez Road, West Bradenton. It will be love at first bite 7 days a week at Mocha Joe's. Thursday is prime rib night, Friday all-you-can-eat fish, and don't forget the world-famous $4.99 Saturday burger night. Vegetarian? On a gluten-free diet? You won't be left out at Mocha Joe's. There's something for everybody at Mocha Joe's. 3633 Cortez Road West. Don't believe me? Then call them up and ask for yourself at 941-753-7094. Open Sunday to Wednesday for breakfast and lunch. Thursday to Saturday for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
40 cups of coffee waiting for you to come home.
Hey, this is Brian. I listen to her every week. I really like it. Me and my wife, we just stop our cars every Saturday at 12 o'clock, make sure we listen to the show. It's great. I'm learning a lot about these cryptocurrencies. Keep on listening.
It's the Henry Rain Show here on WWPR 1490 AM. Again, events of importance. Next Saturday, the 24th, at Mocha Joe's at 3:30 p.m., Bradenton Bitcoin Cryptocurrency Meetup. And in Mocha Joe's in person, Joseph Gehrman will be there helping explain mining and what it means to you. He'll also be in the studio next Saturday, so he'll be live on the air. We have the March 3rd grand opening of Blockspaces in Tampa, and we have the co-founders and co-owners, Gabe Higgins and Rosa Shore, standing by
on the phones with us, and that's blockspaces.io to get more information about the grand opening and locations, and we'll give you all that more, too. In the studio, Sabine Priestley, Augie, and Andy, a.k.a. Goldbug1. When we went to a break, Rosa was creating a list that Augie had asked her to give the top three things. I think it was their top three favorite things about Augie, wasn't it?
I think so, you know.
Applications of...
I think I misunderstood his question. I thought he was asking me what are the biggest promises of blockchain, and I think that what he was asking me is what my personal opinion are of the of what use cases are going to make the biggest impact. Is that correct?
That would be close.
Okay.
Graciously said by Augie.
You know, I can, those particular things are going to completely reflect just my particular values and what I think are, you know, things that are important are important to me personally. But you could talk to anybody in other industries that see the value in what the promises of blockchain, and those things might be completely different to them. We have people.
Excuse me, Rosie. Separate for Augie the difference between cryptocurrencies and blockchain, because there's a lot of.
Well,
it doesn't necessarily mean Litecoin, you know, or Bitcoin.
Yeah. So that in and of itself is a debate within this space. Is there an actual value to a enterprise solution blockchain that has no cryptocurrency / token attached to it? That's a big debate. There's definitely a side of the space that thinks there is no value for an enterprise solution of blockchain. They think that that's just a big database. I mean, why not just use a big MySQL database? The value of the token that's attached to the blockchain is that is what has created this unique consensus mechanism and has incentivized consensus on the blockchain. So without that incentivized consensus mechanism, which is the token, is that even a blockchain? Okay, well, that's a completely different show that could literally probably span like ever.
Rosa, you were indicating values for the community, and whatever the source is, I'm asking you, what are the things that you hope for the most in those three applications?
Well, I mean, you know, if you're just asking
me... No one else in mind, just you. Just Rosa.
My number one thing that I would love to see happen on the blockchain that is, you know, my biggest dream and fantasy is voting. So, obviously, you know, segue into Clear Voter. I mean, that, you know, Gabe and I, you know, we feel we're both politically involved. We both feel that, you know, streamlining systems of governance and giving power, like, actually back to the people, again, once again, sounding like Miss America. But, I mean, we feel that that probably the biggest impact could be voting. And that not just, you know, here in this country, but, you know, all over the world. The ability to, you know, have immutable, traceable, ability to vote, potentially voting on your phone, the way that could possibly open up, you know, freedom for people to participate in the political system. I mean, that's me. There's plenty of people in blockchain that could care less and think that the government, you know, that think the government is a completely worthless entity. Gabe and I don't feel that way, and, you know,
worthless, but pretty close.
A lot of our passion in starting Block Spaces was to actually hopefully find a developer to help us with Clear Voter. So, you know, that's me.
Now, Rosa, that is your voting issue is your number one. So what's your number two?
That's me personally. I think that, you know, probably just because of my e-commerce background, I think food supply chain management or supply chain management in general is a really interesting use case for supply chain. Obviously, Walmart is working on that with Hyperledger. They've been doing that since 2016. So that there is, you know, the opportunity to have supply chain blockchains where you can eliminate counterfeit goods. Food safety comes into play because you're able to track a piece of food or a piece of produce. Walmart's research is in their mango supply chain. So there is, I think for supply chain as far as food safety and the ability to, you know, track counterfeit goods, there's a project called Everledger that is working on a blockchain that's exclusive to the diamond mine industry, that puts all the participants in the diamond mine supply chain on the blockchain so it can eliminate the traceability, or it can increase the traceability of, like, blood diamonds. So you can have, like, a more ethical community when you're in the provenance of goods.
So that's number two. What's number three?
Probably healthcare. There's several different interesting projects going on right now within the healthcare industry. Everything from healthcare records. So, whereas I'm literally was just talking to a woman the other day who is also a data analyst and researcher that's interested in some of the projects that are going on about healthcare records. She actually has had her second round of cancer, and just the ability to have her information, being able to have her information from the time she was born and had her shot records, all the way up to, like, her latest cancer records, and she doesn't have to go tracing it back through, you know, her entire history, that her medical data and her health records are her own, and she has the power to give out that information to the doctors rather than her having to go track it down to every hospital she's ever been
to. Let me pick up on there, Rosa, because that's something that I've been inquiring about both with guests and off-air and things like that. Right now, even though under the Affordable Care Act, the implementation of electronic medical records was mandated for healthcare providers, and they have done that for the most part. But the actual software for the electronic medical record is a very fragmented industry.
Yeah.
And so there's a difficulty talking there. So how, if that hasn't consolidated, how do you get a blockchain to deal with all that different fragmented software?
Yeah. So that is the obstacle, right? Is we have this massively siloed and fragmented system in lots of different, not just healthcare, but let's just take healthcare. And let's just take healthcare as an example for a lot of different industries that have this problem. You have all of this siloed information that is needed, you know, across the spectrum of the industry. How do you get that consolidated onto one blockchain? That's, for example, what Everledger is working on. That's a private permissioned blockchain. That doesn't have anything to do with cryptocurrency or anything else. It's a private permissioned blockchain that's being worked on specifically for the diamond mine industry. And the diamond industry, all of the players in the industry would have to be participating. It would have to become almost like an industry standard. Well, we have, you know, going from where we are to making, like, a, you know, a permissioned blockchain the industry standard, that's a long way to go, but it's moving in that direction, and it's very hopeful. That doesn't mean it happens overnight. That might be a decade. But moving in that direction to where whatever that standard blockchain is becomes the industry standard for keeping of the records. I have somebody right now, a healthcare industry person that's interested in working on with Pfizer and some of her other contacts within the industry, putting patient research outcomes on the blockchain, because you know, when you do medical research, these pharmaceutical companies do medical research, like, the biggest part of the data is, you know, patient outcomes, like what happened at the end of it all. And all of that information is siloed over a bunch of different resources, so there's no central place for people to even go back and pull information about patient outcomes of this research that they know is immutable and trustworthy. So it's siloed all over the place. It's run by, you know, certain companies that dole out the information as needed or to the highest bidder, and it creates that has all kinds of implications for society, whether that's the pharmaceuticals that we get, the doctors, the medical education industry, how our doctors are even educated about some of these pharmaceuticals. So, I mean, that has implications that ripple out massively.
Rosa, Andy's got a follow-up. Then I want to go back to Clear Voter, so let's get that in.
Well, you mentioned Pfizer, and I love Pfizer. I own stock. But you brought up a good point with the healthcare, and I think a lot of people miss it. You said it's immutable, which means it cannot be changed. So if you're doing you're a pharmaceutical and you're doing a test or you're in one of the trials, you cannot go back and change the outcome. As the trials are coming on, and one of my big picks in the blockchain for stocks is Apple. And the reason I have them on there is because of their Apple Watch and how that integrates into healthcare. And using blockchain, what happens to a lot of people, is you're taking a lot of meds and you don't know. All of a sudden you feel like you're having a heart attack. Nobody knows what's going on. But with blockchain and something like an Apple Watch, now all of a sudden your doctor's getting real-time information. The pharmacy and healthcare in general is getting this information, and it's anonymous.
Yeah.
You're anonymous, so they can feed off with and use artificial intelligence to figure out how to better, you know, medicines that are, you know, don't work together and stuff like that. And it's all anonymous, and you don't have to worry about it.
And the healthcare, you know, some of the, like, you know, just like crazy sci-fi cutting edge stuff that's going on, you know, with IBM is, you know, IBM Hyperledger's, you know, very large prospect plans is integrating blockchain with Watson, which is their AI program. So, I mean, you know, we're talking about stuff that is so beyond, you know, Bitcoin, even though always keeping in mind Bitcoin is our use case for blockchain. And
that's,
I mean,
right.
So, you know, understanding that Bitcoin is the use case for blockchain. So, you know, even
before
though we can
before we run out of time,
yeah.
I want to come bring it back to Clear Voter. And not to take us down a political discussion, but election security has been a big issue this week. And the attempts to corrupt not the external process, but the internal process, the voting mechanism. And I've been doing shows on this since back before 2000, since 2004. And it is always the hacking of elections, way before the current conversation, has been a topic that has been ever since the electronic voting systems have come in. Now, you're talking about voting on a cell phone, whereas the talk has come full circle back to getting rid of the technology, so to speak, and getting more to paper ballots. Why would that be more secure than a paper ballot that could be handled and counted?
Well, I think you have to, you know what, Dave, do you want to take this? Because, you know what, I think that this is like a great one for you to take because you can talk about security encrypted on the user side.
Yeah, so that's what it comes down to. It's putting on a blockchain, it disintermediates any kind of dependency on, you know, some kind of hardware that can be corrupted by either the manufacturer or by the software that's imported on it. You can, I mean, it's been shown many times that the electronic voting
Dave, I'm sorry to interrupt, but before you go too far, right away, that question comes in my mind. So the blockchain can't be corrupted, but what about the interface on the phone that is casting the vote?
Yeah, so, well, the vote would essentially be a transaction on the network. And so the vote you're casting is actually like you're sending a payment. And so it gets validated by the blockchain. And once it's validated, there's no way to change that.
Okay,
I
keep interrupting because we're so tight on time. Look, there's a malware out there that when you copy and paste your address, it'll change it, and if you're not careful, that address gets pasted in where you want to send something or receive something than the address you intended. Why couldn't something like that happen?
Well, it could, but it depends on the system you create and how those addresses are generated. You can build, there's very easy mechanisms to build a check system of that you're sending to an address that you want to send to.
Well, I agree with Gabe here. And even if you do it on the phones, you have to go to the poll center or whatever. It's immutable. So once you vote, your vote cannot be thrown out because we didn't read the card right or blah 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 blah. But
and
you also will not have 10,000 dead Democrats voting in Chicago.
And you can trace your vote. You know.
And you will be
independently verified by the voter themselves and for all time, and they're synonymous, so they can't be. You can track it yourself. Basically.
Well, and you can't go from poll station casting votes.
No, like the system we would build would require you to be, in your voting district. There's different mechanisms you could do to mitigate those kinds of risks.
We're going to have to pick this up on your next visit with us.
Okay.
But the important thing to remember is the grand opening of BlockSpaces, blockspaces.io. It's going to be at 4465 West Gandy Boulevard in Tampa, and that's going to be March 3rd, starting at noon, going to what, 7-ish?
Yeah, about seven.
I think we're booked till 7, but you know how that goes. I mean, I'm
Rosa cuts out at 5.
Then
you
the party starts.
9 to 5 and a lunch between 12 and 1. Don't bother her now.
Sometimes I do, but I won't on the 3rd for sure.
All right, and what about the Clear Voter website?
ClearVoter.com.
Yeah, ClearVoter.com. It's been a little on the back burner as we've been getting this up and running, but hopefully we'll get, you know, restarted on that.
And the Tampa Bay Bitcoiners on Facebook, all that stuff. Just
yep.
Google Gabe Higgins, Rosa Shores, Block Spaces, Clear Voter, Tampa Bay Bitcoiners, and you'll.
And if you need some good information and you have questions, I tell you what, the Tampa Bay Bitcoiners Facebook page is the place to go.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll be in touch off the air. We got to find out more about the grand opening, and getting up there, and you got to register, right?
You do have, it is free, but we only have a limited number of tickets because we just don't want to, you know, with Jimmy there and, you know, whatever, we just don't want it to be like crazy. So we are limiting the number of tickets, so definitely get on there and reserve them, but they are free.
And can you give us the date again, Henry?
It's March 3rd, which is just two Saturdays away.
Two Saturdays away.
All right.
I'm excited.
Okay.
Do we get press passes? Do we get a press pass? Backstage passes.
We can bring you guys a press pass.
Are the Bitcoin Cash girls going to be there?
No.
Oh, damn it.
No booth babes.
The Clear Voter girls.
Where we go? Oh, and I bet you they're.
We have a terms of use and an anti-harassment policy, and we will be lifting up women and not degrading them in our society.
I agree 100%.
Okay. Thanks, Gabe. Thanks, Rosa. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Good one.
All right.
I love talking to him. I mean, and I tell you what, Rosa is probably the most interesting woman I know in blockchain. I mean, and next to my favorite, Sabine. But, I mean, I can't imagine sitting down to dinner with her. It'd have to be an 11-course meal.
Well, she's the most interesting woman in literature that you
know. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
And Colleen, who's been absent for a long time from here, most
she's
interesting
the
woman
best
on Twitter.
To drink with. She is the best crypto.
Well,
drinker.
I was going
to
give her credit for something else. Crypto noob girl on Twitter. And by the way, we got a text from Lee of Byte Federal, the CEO.
He said he's at the North Pole holding down the elves.
And he blames his lack of appearance here on Lennart. That Lennart is...
I tell you what, Lennart is a slave driver.
When Lennart lets us off of a 7-day work week,
yes,
I can come out and play again.
And I can attest to that because we were up at the rooftop party down there at the Clevelander, and Lee and I are having a great time throwing back one or two beers.
That was fun.
And,
one or two?
Yeah, one or two beers at a time. And next thing you know, here comes Lennart, grabs Lee and says, "We are leaving." And that's it. That was it. And they left me there all by myself. Here I am at the Clevelander by myself,
that's
which
when
was
you
not
ended up
a good
on the dance
thing to do.
Floor, right?
That happened
yeah.
a little bit
yeah.
later, yes. I had my golden Speedo on. It was quite amazing. There are pictures.
Okay. Well, thanks for not sharing. We will be back next week right here at 1:30. In live in the studio, Joseph Gehrman, J Squared is the company. Crypto mining is the topic, and he will be in person at the meetup at Mocha Joe's on the 24th at 3:30 p.m. Thanks to Sabine, Augie, Andy, and Alex, and Lee, and Lennart, and Colleen, wherever you are. I hope you're having a good day. We'll be back next week. I think we're going to go out because we've had so many requests for this, the 40 Cups of Coffee song. I mean, we've never played that for the 4 minutes that it goes. And now you're going to get a chance until Mercedes comes in and turns it off.
Coffee waiting for you to come home.
talk